About their transit center, Everett said they will have a connection to their underground garage at the south end of the district, but there are still details to work out.
We're still working through what transit connections should look like on the site so that they really enhance and take advantage of the regional network. And that may very well evolve. We may be looking at more surface connections. We may be looking at ways to have routes that they don't necessarily terminate at the arts and culture, but they are a major stop, sort of a major node, if you consider that in the context of the PCMR base and Deer Valley and Old Town and Kimball Junction, and really the stop there at Park Avenue and Homestead. Those are really major nodes for transit connections, and we just got to make sure they operate as effectively as possible. And I want to maintain as much flexibility as we go into this design or this MPD process as we can.
He said all of their residential units will be affordable housing. Everett said rather than deed-restricted ownership units, they are pursuing more of a rental model.
We're looking at a mix of types of units, but actually doing something a little bit more, I think, innovative and different with a number of the units, which is sometimes they're called micro units. They are really small. They're, you know, maybe 400 to 500 square feet. And so we're looking at ways to have those be on site, along with probably some 1 and 2 bedroom units as well. In terms of the numbers of them, we're looking at probably between 40 and 50 units on site. And those are on the second and third floors above the plaza level there.
He said they've made some refinements based on public feedback.
Really at the plaza level, it should be about activity, right? That's probably not where people's front doors should be per se. Or their front windows. It should be about where studios are happening and, you know, opportunities to really engage and interact with other people. So we made some adjustments, and that's what's driving a little bit of the conversation about maybe adding a few feet to get an extra level of housing on a top level there.
Park City's Deputy City Manager, David Everett. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.